Welcome to a new episode of Casting Crusaders. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Marin.
Today we'll be talking with Miss Janine Thibodeau, one of our fourth grade teachers.
Welcome to our show, Miss Thibodeau.
Hi, girls. It's good to be here.
Miss Thibodeau, what inspired you to become a fourth grade teacher and what subjects do you teach?
Wow. So, specifically a fourth grade teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I don't know how to answer that. I kind of stumbled into the fourth grade position. I have taught first grade through third grade before and 1 year of fourth grade. But when I came to St. Matthew's, fourth grade was available. And I was like, I can do that. And I have loved it ever since. I teach the ELA, so reading, English, writing, and social studies.
How do you create a fun and engaging learning environment for your students?
Well, I think a lot of my focus as far as that is I want my students to be creative and enjoy especially the writing process. So I don't worry as much about the mechanics side of it. I like the creative side where my students get to create stories and create paragraphs and create projects. I love that. And I just enjoy that part of it.
How have you incorporated the use of our new iPads into your classroom?
That is a work in progress. I am still researching ways to get better use out of the iPads rather than just the apps that we use every day like Lexia and our reading program and things like that. So I'm still learning along with my students how to use the iPads to the best of our abilities.
How do you help your students transition from third grade to fourth grade academically and socially?
Wow. Well, that's an interesting concept. We are still early in the year, so I will tell you that the transition is still happening. But I think it's important to make my students feel loved and comfortable in class. I do let them know first off that fourth grade is different than third grade and the expectations are higher. I expect them to be able to work more independently. And I also expect them to work well with their peers.
How do you promote a sense of community and inclusivity among your students?
So I think that is important. We go back to my students feeling and knowing that they are loved and respected. I've been accused of being too loving, but I try not to, you know, there has to be a balance there. But school needs to be a safe place for students, and it's a place where it's okay to make mistakes, because when we make mistakes, we learn from that, and the bigger the mistake, the bigger the lesson. So I think that making mistakes is important, but also bringing those mistakes to a student's attention without hurting their feelings or making them feel, you know, hurting self-esteem. I think there has to be a certain kind of touch to that. And it depends on the student's personality a lot. Some students can take it, and some students you've got to handle a little more carefully. It just depends on where they are emotionally. So it's, you know, we go back to that love and respect.
What are some exciting projects or events you have planned for your students this year?
Well, it's fourth grade. So, of course, we're going to have Heritage Day. And I think everybody looks forward to that. You girls experienced Heritage Day with me. What do you think of that?
Fun. It was great. It was really good. Yes.
Yeah. So doing the paper mache strawberries and stuff, that was really fun. And I love, you know, doing things like that. I think in the past I've done state projects where we did group work and stuff like that. My social studies curriculum has changed this year, so I'm trying to find projects that I think will be as inspiring and the students will enjoy doing as much as you guys did the state projects and doing those group presentations and stuff. So, yeah.
Lastly, Ms. Thibodeau, what are some of your hobbies or favorite things to do in your free time?
Well, what do I like to do in my free time? I love to cook. And so I've spent my summer, my husband and I have completely remodeled my kitchen, and I'm going to have a brand new, beautiful kitchen to cook in very, very soon. So I'm excited about that. And other than that, I like spending time with my granddaughter. I like to try out new restaurants in the city, and yeah, we're very much food people, so there's that.
Thank you, Ms. Thibodeau, for being on our show. We have now come to the joke portion of our show. This joke comes from Hunter and Ms. Freelo's class and Ms. Freelo's fifth grade class. What is the oldest animal?
I don't know.
The zebra, because it's in black and white. We've come to the end of our show. Thanks for joining Chloe and me on Casting Crusaders.